The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, a little bit earlier, I was lucky enough to escape News Talk Towers. I was down in the Shelburne Hotel in Dublin and I met with the Leinster and Irish rugby star Robbie Henshaw. So Robbie's a brand ambassador for AIA Supplements, and I was there with thanks to Sports Endorse and Trevor and the crowd there. And I got to sit down with Robbie and we chatted about quite a few things. We started off, though, given that the Six Nations is most recently the thing in the rearview mirror, to get his assessment of how the campaign went.
It was good to have a week off last week to kind of come back down to normal life. Yeah, it was obviously some great highs and then a couple of lows throughout. But I suppose it just goes to show how competitive the competition is. We just didn't finish, I suppose, how we wanted it in terms of the strong finishes we wanted in the last two games. And I suppose the French game kind of got away from us, and that had a big impact on where we finished in the table.
And what's the assessment, or your own assessment, of as to why that happens? Is it just the attritional nature of the tournament and strength and depth in the squad, or you know, why the kind of the tailing off, as you put it?
Yeah, it's a bit of everything, I think. As you go on, there's no easy game in the Six Nations. I was asked that before the competitions, like, who'd be your hardest game, who's the easiest game? I was like, literally couldn't tell you, because it's every game is tough. I suppose as the tournament goes on, teams get stronger, they're together longer. That's a thing that, you know, happens generally within squads. I think it's just our performance dipped a little bit. And it was, I think the overall feeling was we had some really good moments, but then, you know, we just didn't capitalise on other moments. For example, our discipline, we kind of had a few yellow cards throughout the tournament that kind of had big impacts within the game. So discipline would have been a big factor. And then, I suppose, taking our opportunities. So a few times I'll go to the French game again. In that first half, we left a few scores behind us in that first half, and had we got over the line once, twice, I think it's a different game.
Yeah, it's funny. The sport is remarkable the way all analysis is retrospective, and we're all experts in hindsight. And you know, because one of the narratives that emerged was maybe about the age profile of the squad and things like that. And as somebody said, well, you take out a couple of yellow cards, suddenly those scores don't happen. They don't go against you. And it's a completely different narrative. The squad hasn't gotten any younger, but it's just a couple of yellow cards.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been a thing we've always gone by in the squad is being as squeaky clean in terms of discipline and not giving away easy penalties. But I suppose high pressure moments in big games, it puts you under huge stress, and that's where these things, you know, slip into your game, and then, you know, someone's gone to the bin, and then you're 7 points down. So it's just those fine moments, and I suppose there are a lot of young guys within that squad who would have played for the first time in their first Six Nations and would have learned a lot. So I think, you know, the more you play in those high pressure games, the more you learn and the better you get. So yeah, it's a big learning curve, and hopefully we'll be better for it next year come to the tournament again.
Well, what did you make, or do you make, I don't know how much attention you paid during the campaign itself, but of that discussion that was being had about age profile? Because you're one of those players that gets mentioned in the post 30 camp.
Listen, it is, I think for the here and now, I think I focus on myself and putting out the best performance I can. I suppose the chat is for further down the line in terms of World Cup cycles, and I 100% get it. I suppose you have to deal with the cards now that you have. I suppose you can't, you know, change up your team completely to a really young squad. I don't think it works like that. But over time, I think younger players coming through, We'll get their opportunity as time comes. And there's a summer tour to Romania and Portugal, which I'm sure a lot of those young players for that future will get their opportunity.
I guess despite the success of Irish rugby as well, we just don't have the playing population to be able to do maybe what other countries do and kind of turf everyone out and say, right, we're going to start again, complete kind of transitionary period for a couple of years and we build from there. Which we're never going to get to that point, just in terms of numbers playing the game professionally.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look at the numbers in England, numbers in France, and I suppose the numbers we have, it's massive. There's a massive difference. And for us to be in the top two, three teams in the world for a long time now, is just goes to show the quality of coaching, quality of, I suppose, underage system, quality of the schools, and talent in this country. So we do bat above our weight, you know.
How conscious are you then, again, not to up-age you like I did a few minutes ago, but how conscious are you then at this point in your career, say after a 7-week campaign like that and the build-up to it, the camps beforehand, of the toll it takes in the body and having to get that right again?
Yeah, it's difficult. It always is, particularly...
Getting more difficult?
Yeah, definitely, definitely, yeah.
More creak groans in the morning, getting out of bed.
Yeah, it is. And when you come from being in a camp for 8 weeks and, you know, being with the lads and then coming back home, it is difficult to readjust. My wife often says to me, you're still in camp mode.
What does that look like? Well, what things happen that your wife says, no, Robbie, sorry, but that is camp mode?
Yeah, it's kind of like just even chats and lad chats, and then I'd be...
Slightly bluish banter,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, sorry, Robbie.
Keep
that to the lads.
And then I suppose the cooking that we get, everything is produced for us in Carton House and in HBC, and she's like, right, you're up now, come on, help out. So yeah, the little bits, it's always a bit of crack, but it is. I think for us as well, being healthy, I suppose, coming home, we get looked after so well in camp that our supplements, our nutrition, everything is provided for us. So when I move home, that I make sure that, you know, I stay on top of my nutrition, stay on top of taking my supplements, my vitamins and stuff, my hydration, the electrolytes. That's very important. And I suppose A is perfect for me because... they supply me with those supplements and electrolytes to stay fit and stay healthy.
And this is a kind of a renewed of a 3-year partnership with them, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been with them 2 years, and we just extended for another 3 years. So it's been a really enjoyable experience to be a brand ambassador for them, and created a proper partnership with a great brand and a good Irish brand.
So that partnership then with Aid, that takes you up to beyond the next World Cup, does it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so they're saying no pressure at all. Stay,
keep checking. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. Right, that quarterfinal curse. Yeah. I mean, if you could kill it with us on the T-shirt, that'd be ideal. When it came before Christmas to renewing the IRFU contract. How serious did you look at options overseas?
Definitely, yeah. I had a look. I felt at my age now, 31, be 32 when my new contract kicks in, I was like, it's the time to explore those options. But for me, it was way easier to stay because we were looked after so well. I'm quite a home bird as well, so I'd probably struggle if I moved abroad. And just having my family here, and you know, I think we just, everything kept me here because of what we have here.
Were there players you spoke to, be they kind of current players or, you know, players like Johnny Sexton or others who have done that you took advice from?
Not necessarily. I had spoke to players previously who had left, and some of them loved it, some of them didn't like it. I spoke to Rob Kearney about when he moved down to Perth to play with Western Force. He loved it, but again, different stages. I mean, if you're not in the picture internationally, I think that would make it maybe an easier decision to look elsewhere.
Yeah, that was, I guess, the difference for Rob. It's kind of Irish career, as it were, was done. Johnny Sexton, obviously, they made an exception for, it looks like, or it certainly sounds like when you listen to the management ticket and the IRFU speaking, that's not going to be the case in the future. Yeah. So that the fact that there was another, you think there's another World Cup in you, kept you here.
Yeah, exactly. And different, I suppose, milestones as well. There's wanting to play, wanted to stay in the green shirt for even 2 years, for those 2 years that I signed, would be worth it as well. So is it not to, if I don't get to the World Cup, I'd still be happy with my decision, because I suppose it's hard to explain, but there's no feeling like playing for your country. Mm-hmm. You can't top it, I don't think.
Finally, how much will you miss the three retirees from the squad?
Yeah, I'm going to miss them a lot. I was very close to Connor and Pete and Keane. I was in that category, as you said. we all sat close together at the back of the bus, the old heads. So listen, unbelievable journey for the lads, and incredible legacy they've left behind, all in their different ways, you know. So talented, all of them, and you could look back through a lot of the big days, and the three of them were there for the majority of them. So wish them well, and I wanted to thank them.
Who'll take their seats at the back of the bus?
Yeah, there's a debate going on now. Tadhg Furlong's thrown his hand up. Jack Conan. There's a bit of discussion going on. So we'll trash it out the next time we get together.
Robbie, listen, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Cheers.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.